The late Gerald Ford may be best remembered for giving Richard Nixon a presidential pardon, but UW political scientist Charles Franklin says it's really how Gerald Ford led the nation post-Watergate.
Ford will be looked on as the ordinary guy in the tough position who made some decisions, and some were right and some were wrong.
Wrong, as in his Whip Inflation Now campaign to help a sagging economy that was not of his doing. Right, as in the Helsinki Accords that brought about human rights monitoring in Soviet-influenced Eastern Europe, but led to that ill-fated statement in a presidential debate.
Eastern Europe's not under Soviet domination, certainly a phrase that he immediately regretted and was made to pay for through the rest of the campaign.
But Franklin points out, despite being put into some impossible situations, being lampooned by Chevy Chase on Saturday Night Live as a stumbler and bumbler, history will look on Gerald Ford favorably as a president and as a human being.
He really did represent more of the everyman. He represented the common guy thrust into a role that he hadn't been elected to, hadn't sought, and he had to perform in that. And if he didn't perform with super qualities, he performed in very human ways. Unfortunately, those human ways weren't always successful.
Gerald Ford, dead at 93. Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.